With just a day to go to Election Day tomorrow, some Capitol Hill Democrats are growing more hopeful they'll win back control of the House from Republicans. If that happens, some in the Massachusetts congressional delegation will become among the most powerful members of House leadership. To talk about that, we're joined this morning via Skype by Boston Globe political reporter, WBUR political analyst James Pindle. Good morning, James. Thanks for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning.
As we know, all nine of this state's congressional members are Democrats. You see any way that changes tomorrow with the election results?
No, we're going to have all Democratic delegation on Wednesday.
Congressman Richard Neal right now, Western Mass Congressman, is the ranking Democrat on the tax writing House Ways and Means Committee. He's next in line to lead the committee if Democrats win the chamber. That's significant, isn't it?
It's a very big deal. If he's ahead of that tax committee, not only just because a Democrat will be there, Republicans will drop their rhetoric of trying to pay for some of the tax cuts by slashing Social Security. That just won't happen if Democrats are in charge of the House. I mean, they could talk about it, but logistically, that's not going to happen. But in terms of Massachusetts, look, we have already the Congress already eliminated the idea of having pork barrel spending or bringing home the bacon or earmarks years ago. But nonetheless, a chairman of such a powerful committee can still steer projects to the Bay State.
Neal has explicitly stated that he would push for President Trump's tax returns to be released. What's the incentive for Neal to follow through with that?
The entire base of the Democratic Party. I mean, if he wants to be chairman, he should do that. And it's not hard to do it. It's not like it's going to be a complicated thing. The chairman of the Ways and Means Committee can request anyone's personal tax returns. He cannot publicly release them, but he can see them and look at them and maybe even do a personal audit of them.
Of course, though, it'll probably also trigger a lengthy legal battle with the White House.
Not necessarily. If he released them publicly, it would trigger something from the White House. But if he were to look at them and then use that as a basis to begin other investigations or tip them off to other House members in front of oversight committees, he has every right to do that.
Another Massachusetts Congressman, Jim McGovern of Worcester, will likely become chairman of the House Rules Committee if Democrats take control of the House, a hugely powerful position on its own.
That's right. And here's why. Because every piece of legislation that goes to the floor of the House has to go through Jim McGovern under this situation. So if you want to look at the horse trading of politics here of where, if you want this bill to go on to the floor of the House, I want this in return, is not only powerful just in terms of policy, but also, again, important in terms of Massachusetts for getting things done.
He essentially becomes the traffic cop for all legislation that goes through the House.
That's exactly right. Again, he decides even for amendments, what amendments will get floor time and which ones don't.
If the Democrats' hopes are wrong and Republicans hold on to their majority in the House, do you think on the flip side there would be a diminished role for the Massachusetts delegation?
Well, I don't know about that. We were pretty diminished right now. There's an opposite relationship here. If Democrats take the majority, it's a very big thing for these Democrats. If they don't, it's a very bad thing. Both things are true. But we're in a pretty bad spot right now in terms of influence. You know, for so many years, we had John Kerry and Ted Kennedy in the Senate and, Tip O'Neill, a very powerful member, longtime members in the House. And we've had a lot of turnover in recent years. Our members are a lot younger. And in the minority, that means they've had a lot less power.
Let me switch to the U.S. Senate race, if I might. A recent WBUR poll showed Senator Elizabeth Warren with a more than 20-point lead among likely voters over her Republican challenger, Jeff Deal. Of course, everyone knows that Warren is at least thinking about the 2020 presidential race. By how much does she have to beat Deal in order to be, in the eyes of Democrats around the nation, a credible candidate against Donald Trump in 2020?
Well, it's a good question. She beat Scott Brown with something like 54% of the vote. And for someone with such a high national profile in such a deep blue state, that seems like an oddly low number. So her team has been really concerned about where that number would be. I think in the closing stretches here, though, it may not really matter all that much.
All right. Well, we'll know tomorrow night. James Pindle, Boston Globe political reporter, WBUR political analyst. Thanks very much for speaking with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.